State press conference. First participant, head coach Mike Gundy. But yeah, please do use full name when you address. Questions? Raise hand.
Mike, Bob Berry, KFOR Oklahoma City. Your thoughts on not only how the game played out, but how the season played out, first 11-win season?
Well, I'm going to get to that question, Junior, first, but I wanted to thank the Alamo Bowl and the people of San Antonio. I couldn't do it out there during the trophy presentation because of the delay, and it was hard for me to talk. But I want to thank the Alamo Bowl staff and everybody for what they've done. They've been tremendous. We've been very fortunate to go to a number of bowls now. Obviously, the last 5 years and even past that when we took a year off for the three or four after that. These guys were awesome, and our team had a great time, and the people here and the facilities, and we couldn't be more proud to be tied in with the Alamo Bowl. I wanted everybody to know how much we appreciate it, and Oklahoma State would love to be in this bowl again someday. And reflecting back on the year, Junior, I mentioned to the team in the hotel before we came over here that we started this back in January after we didn't play very well in the Cotton Bowl. And when we came back, we had a meeting as a team, and the first thing that that we talked about was there have been a lot of seniors that have left a legacy for the other guys to pick up where we left off. These guys made a commitment to do it, and I've talked about it all year, but I can't stress the importance of what those seniors and these key players on our football team were able to accomplish this year. They made their mind up all through winter conditioning and spring football, summer conditioning on their own. And then when we started the season, things worked out very well for us. We played well against Washington State, caught Tulsa at the right time. We were able to get a great kick and win the A&M game. And then we go to Lafayette, don't play very well in the first half, get some big plays by our key players, defense plays well, go to Tech and win, and so on and so forth. And then after the Tech game, I thought this team must be a little bit better than what people really thought. So the key is the chemistry these guys have. For me as a coach, I couldn't give a better example than prior to the game when we were able to walk through that hotel. And there's probably 10,000 Oklahoma State people lined up in that hotel and for our walk for our players, and that's what college football is all about. To see young men have success on and off the field and be able to develop relationships with the fans and the people, it's really special. So when you reflect back on it, there's games that we won on offense this year, Junior. There's games that we won by our defense playing well and then our special teams. For example, tonight, we had a number of players make some plays, but I don't know if anybody was more important to our team than Dan Bailey tonight. He punted awesome, had two long field goals in crucial situations. He kicked off very well. And the reason I bring him up is that's an example of what this football team's all about. Another guy stepped up and made a play. So I couldn't be more proud for the seniors, for the football team, and for Oklahoma State. Winning 11 games is very difficult. It's not easy. I'm very proud of them and just looking forward to getting started again in January.
Questions?
This question is for Coach Gundy. Coach Gundy, Dennis Ayala, Prince of San Antonio. Your defense played really well this game. You guys had 5 sacks, 3 interceptions. Can you tell me what your game plan was going into the game and if you guys did anything different?
Well, Coach Young and the defensive staff have been very good in the latter part of the season. We had a tough game against Nebraska, and we had a couple tough plays against Oklahoma. But we have a lot of confidence in the staff and their ability to one, stop the run, and then two, rally in the red zone. And if we've given up some yards, this defense has forced turnovers and held our opponents to field goals. And so they were able to do it again tonight. But the interceptions that we've made and the ability to hold them to field goals was obviously a big part of the game. We didn't play very well offensively in the second quarter and early third quarter. And during that time, defense had a lot of big stops.
Damon Fontenot, News OK. Mike, how special is this for a coach to come in with a team that has, you know, low expectations, a team that's put together kind of guys that you don't know what you're going to get from, and for them to gel the way they did and achieve the things that they did this year?
As I mentioned in the press conference yesterday, in doing this for 6 years, I'm convinced now that accountability, discipline, structure, character, and trust is more important than some of the plays that we draw up. And I feel very confident in the overall, all the aspects in our football program, from the effort, the team chemistry, accountability, our academic support, strength conditioning support, everything involved. And that's the reason why these guys are having success, because they're buying in. They're not doing it for themselves. They're doing it for the guys next to them. It's a great team effort.
Brandon, Ed Owens from the Dominion Post newspaper in Morgantown. Here doing a story on Coach Holgorsen, actually. I don't want to take the focus away from you guys, but I have to ask you about him, what he's meant to you guys this season, and the offense you guys were able to put together, the numbers you were able to put up this year.
Yeah, I think he came in and just kind of instilled confidence. I think he brought a different attitude. Obviously, you've been around him. He's a very laid-back guy, and I think everybody's bought in. You know, I think he's a fun guy to be around, but he's also a very good offensive mind. And fortunately we had the pieces in place to make this thing work. But he's a great play caller. The guy can really call plays, and I'm happy for him. He's never won 11 games, and for Coach Gundy as well. I mean, words really can't describe it. I'm not considering to think of words all night, but I just can't describe it. It's a special feeling we're feeling right now.
Coach Gundy, Daniel Holdridge, KLCO TV. Just to kind of follow that up, I know the question that has to be asked is, you haven't wanted to talk about the offensive coordinator position. Can you just give us some insight where you'll go from here over the next couple of weeks on making that hire?
Well, I want to be able to enjoy the win. I want the team to enjoy the win. When we come back from break, I want to sit down with some of our players on offense. I want to hear what they have to say. I want to know how they feel about what we're doing on offense. I want to know how much they really know about the system. I want to sit down with our coaches. I want to visit with them about and find out how much they really know. I don't know a lot about it. I was planning on learning next year, but lesson learned for me. That's the same way that I dealt with Coach Fedora's offense, was I sit back and watched it for a year, and then the second year I got in there and learned it. So I'm expecting to learn it from these guys. I'm expecting to learn it from our coaches and then make the decision on what's best for our football team. We're going to be very exciting on offense. We're going to throw it, and we're going to run it, and we're going to play fast just like we have. But there hasn't been any decisions made on that position at this time.
Who's the young man that came in and sat down right there?
This one?
Don't see the number. Yes, sir.
Justin Blackman.
And you play.
The same number.
And down there?
Markel Morton.
Okay. Markel, y'all have given up some passing yards coming into this game. But tonight, defense played really well. What worried you about Foles and Arizona's passing game coming into this? And then why did it work out so well for y'all tonight?
I think the main thing was that we were just concerned about what we could do. We knew that they were going to catch some passes, they were going to run the ball a lot, but for us to be physical, come up and just attack the ball and just continue to buy into our plan was going to work well for us. So I think the defense just did that. They attacked the ball and just forced turnovers.
Hi, Justin Blackman. The long touchdown in the first quarter, what do you think that did to the tone of the game? And it was a botched coverage on their part?
I mean, it was a big play, and, it was a great play called by Holgorsen. And, I think it changed momentum, gave us a lot of spark as far as offense, and, kind of made us want to come out, get it more. So I think it gave us a lot of momentum.
This question is for Markel Martin. When you had that 61-yard pick, can you take me a little bit through that play and what was going through your head and what you saw in the coverage and kind of how you felt after you took it to the house?
We just was in a kind of man coverage deal. We had made some tweaks to it during the week, and you know, that route actually gave us problems during the week, just trying to plan for it. But our corners and our coaching staff trusted that the safeties can make the play. I just broke on it. We had good pressure from the D line, and just it's kind of like a dream.
Bob Berry, Oklahoma City, for Dan Bailey, kicker punter. How about that game? Your coach propped you up here pretty good a second ago. Just talk about your mindset coming in, knowing you were going to have additional duties, and how it all worked out for you.
Well, I mean, one thing that Coach DeForest and Coach Gundy always tell us is, you know, you're only one play away from, you know, starting. And just because I start on kicks, you know, doesn't mean that I'm one play away from punts. So you have to be ready at all times. And luckily, I've been, you know, kind of practicing with Quinn all year and kind of just hanging in there. So it really wasn't a big deal. I mean, it kind of caught me off guard a little bit, but, you know, I didn't really have time to think about it. So I just went in with the mindset, you know, have fun with it, enjoy it. It's my last game. You know, not too many people get an opportunity to do all three, you know, in their career. So it was kind of a fun way to end my career.
Danny Sanchez with AP. Justin, on that long touchdown pass, you got to the goal line and decided to take the long route in the end zone. What was going through your mind when you started to do that?
I just went out there having fun. And, you know, it's a bowl game. You know, we practiced 3 weeks with our own team. And, you know, I was just happy to be out there with another color jersey lined up across from us. And, you know, I just wanted to have a little fun, and that's all it was.
Bobby Lewis, OKBlitz.com. This is for Brandon Whedon. Brandon, you guys have been playing so well this year. You seem to be having so much fun. Are you kind of disappointed that it's all over now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of having a hard time taking my pads off. You know, it's been a roller coaster. You know, the way we started, like Coach Gunny was talking about, some ups and downs, as expected. But, you know, we just kept the course, you know, stayed focused on what we were trying to do 1 week at a time. And, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, coming in here thinking you're going to win 11 games, I'll be honest. No, I mean, I don't think there's many guys in the locker room that did. But we all knew that if we, you know, came together as a team, anything could happen. We could beat anybody on our schedule. And, you know, it's this feeling right now, like I said, I can't reiterate enough. It's pretty special. It's a special group of guys. I think the reason we had so much success, one, is we don't have any distractions, for one. Two, is there's no I guys. You know, it's all about us as a team. There's nobody that's worried about themselves individually. And that's where we've won 11 games.
Brandon. What Justin did today, is that what's happened in every game this season? Or, for an out-of-town guy, explain to me how this compares to...
I mean, yeah, absolutely, if not more. You know, he's just he's a special player. And, you know, I think he kind of got mad at me for a minute because I wasn't throwing the ball early on. He said, throw me the dadgum ball. And I was like, okay, we'll see what happens. And I think the next play we threw the bomb. But, no, he's just a competitor. He's a very smart football player. He's made me better. He's made this offense, obviously, a lot better. Guy's an excellent player. He's done it all 13 games. He's probably been the most consistent player in the country, and that's why he won the Blitnikoff Award. Yeah, exactly.
Exact words. Exactly. This is for Justin Blackman. Can you talk about this season just as a whole, kind of where you've come from to where you are now? You end the season every game, at least 100 yards, at least a touchdown. No one in football has ever done that before.
You know, it's the whole offense, really, because it starts with the offensive line. You know, then it goes to Brandon, you know, just trusting me, giving me the opportunity to get the ball and make plays. And it even goes back to Hogerson for calling the plays. So, I mean, it's just a whole offensive group, and it's a team effort. And, you know, the defense pushing me every week in practice. You know, the hardest coverage I've seen have been in defense, against our own defense in practice all week. So it's really just a team effort, and, you know, they push me, I push them.
Question for Markell Martin. You guys seem to get a few personal foul penalties here and there to kind of keep their drives going. How did you guys rally from that and just kind of keep focused and not let it get to you?
We just kind of just brush it off. When you're trying to be a physical defense, those kind of comeback penalties just happen. So just brush it off and line up and play the next play.
Okay.
If so, I'll take another before I go over. I got to meet with the team.
Mike Gunny, Nathan Thompson, Fox 23. Yeah, Justin told us what he was thinking when he ran across the field on that touchdown. What was going through your head?
when he caught the deep ball?
And then ran across the field.
To be honest with you, I didn't know he did it. Somebody came up and told me later, and I was unaware of it. We've always played the game with class, and when you practice for a month and you get in a game, sometimes you do things like that. And so I'm for him doing more of that for us, and I like touchdowns. So one thing we don't really taunt players. Well, I don't like to taunt, but he's just cutting across field and having a little fun and proving that his ankle was back to normal.
Hey, and then Justin, you kept saying you were going to wait till after the bowl game to think about NFL. Well, the bowl game's over. Any announcements?
I still have to talk with my family, and we'll talk about it, and then we'll make the decision here pretty quick.
You guys good with me? Any other questions for anybody?
All right.
Thank you, all you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.